Sahamida Parakyud Mishnah Kim Hazab Azab Supatku Asma Biyom Risha Umato Tar. Uviyom Azai Umato Tar. Azab Azab, they checked themselves on the first day and found they are tar, and on the seventh day and found they are tar. And Azab is a man that had an emission, and Azab is a woman who during the days of her ziva saw three straight days. As it did it, that Azab has to count seven clean days before going to the mikvah, unlike a nida. As a nida has to count 7 days, but they don't have to count clean days. A nida just has to wait 7 days from the time she saw Adam until she goes to the mikvah, even though she saw Adam all 7 days, as long as on the seventh day before going to the mikvah, she checks herself and found that she is tar, she can go to the mikvah that night, and she would be tar, even though she has seen Adam for seven straight days. As opposed to Azab or Azaba, they have to count seven clean days in which they do not have any riyah at all in order for them to go to the mikvah. Now, if Azab or Azaba do a bidika, they check themselves on the first day and found that they are tar. And they check themselves also on the seventh day and found they are tar. So they had checked themselves on the first and seventh day of their clean days. And on those days, they were tar. Usha yomim shevein tayim lo barku. But the days in between, they did not check themselves. From the second to the sixth day, they did not do any bidika at all. They did not check themselves to see if they are tar. So therefore, we don't know that they had seven clean days. As we know, the first and the seventh day were clean. But we don't know if the second through the sixth day were clean. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Harehein, Becheskes Tar. Rabbi Eliezer says, they are Becheskes Tar. We assume that all those days were clean days, and they go to the mikvah. As even though they only check themselves on the first and seventh day, so only on those days can they be assured that those are clean days. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that is sufficient. We assume since on the first and seventh day they were clean, on the second through the sixth day also they were clean. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ein Lehem Ela Yom Echad V'Yom Zayim Bovak. Rabbi Yeshua argued. Rabbi Yeshua says, only the first and the seventh day count toward their seven clean days. And after the seventh day, they have to count another five clean days. As only on a day which they check themselves count as a clean day, but on days that they did not check themselves, they do not count towards their seven clean days. So therefore, they have to count another five clean days after the seventh day. Rabbi Kiva, Imerim Lehem Ela Yom Zayim Bovat. Rabbi Kiva is the most stringent. Rabbi Kiva holds that only the seventh day counts toward the clean day, and they have to count another six clean days after the seventh day. As according to Rabbi Kiva, the first day cannot count toward the clean day, even though they did a bedika on the first day. The reason being is that the clean days have to be consecutive. As since they did not check themselves from the second to the sixth day, it's possible that they did not have clean days on those days. It could be those days they had an emission. So therefore, if they had an emission on those days, that would be mabata, that would cancel out the first day, as even though the first day was clean, but if they have a re'iyah on any of the subsequent days, they have to count the seven akiyim again. So therefore, we cannot count the first day towards the seven clean days, since it's possible they had a re'iyah from the second to the sixth day, which would be mabata, which would cancel out the clean day that they had on the first day. So therefore, only the seventh day counts toward the clean day. They have to count another six clean days, according to Rabbi Akiva. Sarab Nida Paragyud Mishnah Dad Hazab Hazab Manida Vayuleda Vamitzorah Shemesu Mitamim Vamasa Achayima Kabas. A Zav or a Zava or a Nida or a Yuleda, a woman that has given birth, or a Mitzorah, somebody has the rot, that have died. They continue to be Mitamim Vamasa up until the time their flesh has decayed. As all these Tamayim are Mitamim Vamasa while they're alive. If they carry something or something carries them, meaning if they sit on something, it would become tamid. And they continue to be mitamid b'masa even after death. Even though minat Torah, they're only mitamid b'masa while they're alive, not after they die. But the Rabbanim were going through that they would continue to be mitamid b'masa after death up until the time the flesh is decayed. The reason being is if we would not be mitamid and b'masa after they died, then people might think that these men are not mitamid b'masa at all. And maybe somebody will think they had not died, they would think that they had just passed out. And when he sees that they would not be Matami B'masa, he would think that these men were not Matami B'masa at all, since he doesn't realize that they had died. So therefore, the Rabbanah said that they continue to be Matami B'masa even after death, up until the time the flesh has decayed. Once their flesh has decayed, there's no reason for this. Whereas once their flesh has decayed, everybody will realize that they had died. They didn't just pass out. Now, the Mephoshim asked, why only Tmeim, people who were Tami before they died, are Matami B'masa after they died? Everybody's metame b'masa after they die. As a mace is metame b'mago b'masa uva'ala. So what's the chiddush over here that these tmeim are metame b'masa? All mason are metame b'masa. And so too, the question is, why is they metame b'masa only up until the time the flesh has decayed? Even after the flesh has decayed, they would be metame b'masa. As a mace, it's metame b'masa. So before I explain that the masa the Mishnah is referring to over here is not the regular masa. Not a regular case where they sit on kalim that the kalim is carrying them. No, we're talking about a case where there's a very heavy rock on top of the kalim. This is called an even nesama. And they are sitting on this heavy rock, and underneath this heavy rock is a kli. Now, this is not a regular case of masa, since they cannot be carried together with the rock, as the rock is very, very heavy. So therefore, a mace would not be metame the even nesama. If a mace is on top of a very heavy rock, and there are kalim underneath the rock, those kalim would not become tummy. But the tmeim that the Mishnah mentions over here, the zav, zava, nida, yoledes, and mitzora, are mitame the evan misama. If they sit on this very heavy kli and are kalim underneath the kli, those kalim would become tame. And the Mishnah tells us that these tmeim that the Mishnah mentioned over here would continue to be mitame the evan misama even after death, up until the time their flesh has decayed. But once the flesh has decayed, then they would no longer be mitame the evan misama if the corpse would be on top of a very heavy rock and it would be kalim underneath the rock. Those kalim would not become tummy. Akum shemeis tahar milatame b'masa. A guy that has died would be tar from being mitame b'masa. A guy, the Rabbanan gave a din of a zav. Goyim are considered zavim. Whether or not they are actually zavim doesn't make a difference. Rabbanan said that all goyim have a din of a zav while they are alive. So therefore, a guy would be mitame b'evim misama while they are alive. If a guy sits on a very heavy rock and there are kalim underneath the rock, those kalim would be tummy. But that's only while they're alive. Once they die, they would no longer be metame be'evan misama. Even though a regular zav would be metame be'evan misama, like we just said in the beginning of this Mishnah, that a zav is metame be'evan misama even after he died, the Gzeirah d'Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said he continues to be metame be'evan misama even after death, but a guy, even though he has a din like a zav, would not be metame be'evan misama after death, and since a guy has a din of a zav, only midrabbanan. If minatora, a guy is not tame at all. A guy would not become tame at all. Minatora, no matter what, a guy cannot become tame. Midaraisa, for the rabbanan were geyser that a guy becomes tame. So since it's only exera, the rabbanan were not geyser that he would continue to be mitame b'evan misama after death. Only while he's alive is mitame b'evan misama. But upon death, he no longer would be mitame b'evan misama, unlike a regular zav who has continued to be mitame b'evan misama even after death, up until the time his flesh decayed. Beishamei said, all women when they die are treated as if they died when they were a nida. And therefore, the clothing that they were wearing prior to death, that were taken off of them before death, would be treated as if they were worn by a nida and would have to be immersed in a mikvah. As it did it, that if the woman died while she is a nida, even if the clothing was taken off of her before death, and therefore did not become tummy from a maid, but since she was a nida when she died, the clothing would be tummy, as the clothing that is worn by a nida is tummy. But women that died that were not a nida at the time of death, the clothing that were taken off of them before death, would not be treated as tummy. But women who were nidos were embarrassed that they were treated differently upon death than non-nidos, just like they are treated when they are alive. That even when they die, they are treated differently than women who are not nidos, and that was very embarrassing for them. So therefore, Beishamei made a gzeira that all women upon death are treated as if they are nidos. And clothing that are taken off of them prior to death would be treated as tummy, would be immersed in the mikvah, even though in reality the woman was not a nida upon death, and the clothing were really not tummy. Beis Hillel argues that Beis Hillel did not feel a need for a gzera. Therefore, Beis Hillel holds that only women that were actually nida upon death would be treated like a nida, and the clothing that were taken off of them before death would be immersed in a mikvah. But a woman who died, who was not in need of the clothing that was taken off of them before they died, would not be treated as if they are tame, according to Beis Hillel.